Mark chapter 14 and verse 3. Bible says, and I hope we're right, Mark 14, right? Everybody got that one, huh? All right, verse 3. Being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. She brake the box. Been given to the poor, and they murmured against her. Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? For she hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. This is a very familiar scripture to us, and I would just like to preach one more time on it. I felt like the Lord laid it on my heart. Bible said she had an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. John in chapter 12 says it was very costly. It says here that it could have been sold for more than 300 pence. That was roughly about the wages, 1 year's wages for just the normal worker in those days. The normal laborer in those days would have been about the value of this. If it would have been today, and you made $10 an hour, 40 hours a week, it would have been worth about $20,000. And she brought something to the Lord that was worth, in our day, about $20,000, and she broke it and she poured it out right then to him and on him. The book of John says that the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Probably most commentators and Bible scholars, which I am not one, they say that this was probably inherited. It was passed down more than likely for it to be of this value, probably passed down, and she inherited it from, ancestors, someone died, parents, aunt, uncle, somehow it was handed down. More than likely, she didn't buy it. It was something that was handed down. But whether that's the case or not, it was very valuable. It was very precious. She brought it to the Lord, and the Bible says she break the box. That's what I like to preach on this morning, is break the box, because that's what she did. You know, she could have gave him a little bit and just poured it out and just gave him a little bit, and that would have been very commendable of her. But this lady didn't just give him a little bit. She break the box so she couldn't keep none for herself. You see, if she had poured out, she could have kept a little bit for herself. Maybe even kept the smell. This was like a spice that they used, anointing and so on and so forth. Or maybe perfume they was used as. But that doesn't matter. The point is that she didn't keep any for herself. She break the box. It's a shame how we come to God so many times and we want to take what we have and we want to just give him a little bit. That way we can keep some for ourselves, and it's commendable. But I tell you what, when the Lord means to you what he does to this lady, breaking the box is what you want to do.
That's what I wanted to preach to us this morning is break the box. She poured it on his head. The Bible tells us in John chapter 12 that it was Mary and said with it when Jesus came to Bethany that Lazarus was also there, and Lazarus was the one that he had risen from the dead, and said that Martha served, but Mary took this ointment and anointed Jesus with it and wiped his feet with her hair. But I got to thinking about, you know, this is very, very precious. Amen. And no doubt, probably Mary thought that, you know, what can I do for the Lord? Because, you see, the Lord had done so much for her. And you know what? That's what we need to be thinking about this morning is what we can do for the Lord, because the Lord has done so much for us. Amen. You see, the Lord had caused her brother that was dead for 4 days to be risen from the dead. And he had restored him back, amen, into that family. And so here she comes with an alabaster box of ointment, very precious. Let me ask you something. Do you have something this morning that you can give to the Lord that is very precious? Something that you owe the Lord, or maybe you feel like he deserves. Don't you believe the Lord deserves for us to break the box? Don't you believe that the Lord deserves for us to give everything to him, not holding nothing back? Amen. But breaking the box is a symbol of not holding nothing back, but giving it all to the Lord. Sometimes what we need to do when we come to the house of God, instead of just pouring a little bit out of our alabaster box, we need to break the box and therefore say, Lord, I give everything to you. I'm going to pour it all out. I'm going to praise you all the way. I'm not just going to go half the way. I'm not just going to give you a little bit, but I'm going to go all the way with you, Lord. That's what this woman did. She broke the box, and therefore she didn't just give him a little bit. She gave him all. And sometimes we feel like if we give the Lord more than we keep for ourselves, that's good enough. Amen. But it's not good enough to keep anything for ourselves. It's good enough to give God everything. She broke the box that day. Amen. And she kept nothing for herself. I'm telling you what, he said it could have been sold for 300 pence and given to the poor. And Jesus said she hath done what she could. Amen. Now I want to look at this. She might not have done what others did, but she done what she could. Sometimes we think and we hold back. We think we don't have nothing. We think, I can't do this. I can't give God this. But you can do what you can. You can do what is in your ability. And this woman right here, she was just doing what she could. Amen. She could do it, and so she was going to do it. And I'm telling you what, we can do it. We can praise God. We can worship God. We can thank him. Amen. I'd like to look at this breaking of the box. Amen. It's worship this morning. Amen. Coming into the house of God. Every one of us have an alabaster box. Amen. Some may be more precious. Some may be worth more. Amen. Some might just be a little bit. But nonetheless, we can do what we can do. She done what she could do. I'm telling you what, it depends. Amen. If we're going to break the box this morning, or if we're going to hold it back to ourselves, we're going to say, I'm going to hold some for myself, or I'm going to break the box and give it all to the Lord because of what he's done for me. Can I get a little bit Maunder up here, Brother Richard? Thank you. Amen. Being there, she broke the box and poured it on his head. That's exactly what she intended to do, because she could do it. Amen. She done what she could. It's so important. God's not going to require of us something that we can't do. God's not going to require something of us that's out of our ability. Some people say, well, I wish I could be a missionary like Brother Marty. Well, it would be good if you could. Amen. But that doesn't give us the excuse just because we can't do that, that we just, you know, don't do nothing for God. Hello? Amen. I wish I could sing like somebody else. No, I'm not me. Amen. But I wish I could do this. I wish I could, you know, teach. But you can do what you can. Amen. I said she done what she could. And every one of us have a box this morning. We have an alabaster box of ointment. Amen. And it's pleasing in God's sight. He said, leave her alone. Amen. And when you break your box this morning, somebody may look at you funny. Somebody may wonder why you're worshiping that way. But Jesus says, leave them alone. They're just doing what they can do. They may not can sing, but they can lift their hands. They may not can preach, but they can say hallelujah. Amen. They may not can do this, that, or the other, but leave them alone. They're breaking their box this morning. We brought a box this morning. Are we going to hold it to ourselves, or are we going to break it and let God bless us? He was at the temple in Luke 12, and they all come, and the rich people was throwing in, and this one little poor widow threw in two mites, which was an equal to a penny in those days. Threw in one penny, two mites, and Jesus saw her, and he said, that woman put in more than everybody else. Come on now. They was putting in all kinds of money. And Jesus said, that woman put more in than everybody else. Oh, he said, because she threw in all her living. You see, she done what she could. Don't you know that woman thought, you know what? This one little penny right here, what good's it going to do among all that they're throwing in? But it's not how much you put in. It's how much you got left. Amen. It's not how much is in the box. Not how much comes out of the box. It's how much is left in the box. Amen. God wants to know, are you going to give him all? Are you going to pour it all out? I'm telling you what, this morning, what we need to do is break the box, because we can do it. Amen. We can worship. We can praise God this morning. We may not can do this, that, or the other, but one thing we can do is we can praise God. We can lift our hands and we can break the box. Elijah went down there to that widow. She was gathering sticks. And Elijah said, make me a cake. She said, sir, the Lord knows. I ain't got nothing but a handful of meal. And she said, I'm just going in to make me and my son a cake. Well, first he said, give me some water. That wasn't no problem. Then he said, make me a cake. She said, wait a minute. I ain't got enough. Said, I've only got a handful of meal, and I'm going to go in and make it for me and my son. We're going to eat it, and we're going to die, because there was a famine. Elijah said, do as you said, but make me a cake first. The barrel of meal shall not waste, and the cruse of oil shall not fail. Bible said she did as Elijah said, and she lived. And the barrel of meal never wasted. In other words, there was always meal in that barrel. There was always oil in that cruse, in that bottle. Why? Because she put God first. Hallelujah. We've got to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these things shall be added unto you. We got to put our feelings first. Well, I don't feel like it. Amen. He didn't ask if we felt like it. He just said to do it. He just said to worship him. He just said to praise him. And we may not can do something great, but you can make a little cake. Elijah said, make me a little cake. It's not much. It's just a little cake. And that's what God wants us to do this morning. He wants us to praise him, and that's something so small in comparison to what God has done for us. Are you doing what you can? Are you holding back on what you could do?
Yo what is required and you say, that is enough. You do what is required and you say, that is all that I can give. Yet I require more. I require more of you. I need more of you. I have given my all and you give only what is required of you.
Oh, God.
Let's lift our hands and give the Lord a praise. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. She did what she could. The Lord said this morning, we only do what's required. You see, she didn't have to do this. It wasn't required for her to bring that box of alabaster. Amen. That alabaster box of ointment and break it. It wasn't required. Amen. And it's not required for us sometimes. You say, I'm doing good enough just to show up for church. My God, you think I've got to press and do this? I think it's very commendable that we're here this morning. Amen. But are we going to just do what we're required? Or are we going to push out a little bit farther? And we're going to break the box. And we're going to say, here it is, God. Amen. I'm going to do what I can. I might not can do this, but I can break the box. I might not can do that, but I got a box here, Lord. Did anybody bring a box this morning? You've got a box, and I hope you brought it, and I hope you're ready to break it, because he's worthy, and we can do it. Jesus said, they said it was wasted. Why wouldn't it give to the poor? Jesus said, it is not wasted. When you give all to God, you may think, why did I do that? It's not wasted. It's going for the glory of God. Amen. She poured it on his head, and they said she wasted it. But Jesus said, it's not wasted. Woo! We come in and worship God. We come in and praise God. I'm sure there's people think, my, what a waste that is. All that energy, all that putting forth, all that doing this, that, and the other, what a waste. Jesus said, it is not wasted. It's not wasted this morning. Amen. Jesus, or the Bible says, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What you do for God and for the glory of God, it is not wasted. Jesus said, if you give a cup of cold water in my name to a little child, you will not lose your reward. It's not wasted this morning. It may be worth a lot. It might be precious to you. I feel like it might be somebody's pride this morning. You say, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to shout. I'm not going to make a fool of myself. It'd be such a waste to put on a show. I'm telling you, it's not wasted this morning. And you can do it, and you ought to. Amen. It's praise to God. It's glory to God. It's time to get out and get out the box and break the box this morning and pour it on his head. They brought that water back to David after all that fighting to get that water from Bethlehem. They brought it back to David. David took that water and he poured it out. He poured it out. What a waste, David. What a waste. It's not a waste. For the Bible says he poured it out unto the Lord. It was not a waste. The devil will come into you and say, oh, that's just such a waste. You'll get nothing out of that. Amen. Break that box of pride this morning and let the glory pour out on the Lord. Amen. You see, she wiped his feet with her hair. She laid her glory. The Bible says that the hair is the woman's glory. She laid her glory
at his feet. She broke the box. Amen. And she laid her glory at his feet. And she said, here it is, Lord. And they said, why is she doing all that? And Jesus said, leave her alone. It is not wasted. I want you to know this morning, when you do it for the glory of God, it is not wasted. When you do it for the praise of God, it is not wasted. Amen. When you do it for his honor, when you lift those hands for his glory, when you shout and praise God for his glory, it is not wasted. Break the box this morning. You know that the Bible says, they said it should have been given to the poor. He said, you got the poor always with you, but me you don't have always. I want you to know something this morning. It's getting close to 12, but we always got McDonald's. We don't always have a service to worship God. Hello? Amen. Well, I got to get a nap. I got to work tomorrow. We can always work is always going to be there. But an opportunity to praise God is not always here. He said, you've always got the poor, but me, you don't have always. You say, hey, I got to be careful. I got to take rest. I got stuff to do this week. I'm telling you, you've always got work, but you don't always have me. He said, you've always got the poor, but you don't always have me. There's always a time to eat. There's always a time to visit. You say, I got to call this one. I've got to do that. You've always.